Well, with Memorial Day coming up, I felt compelled this morning to say a few words, specifically about the upcoming holiday and what it means and what we should be thinking about. It's only appropriate for us to reflect on the blessings that God gives us each and every day. And I hope that we do that, not only individually, but as a body, really focus on the Lord and what He does for us. He's given us a Christian nation. Now, think about that for a minute. There's so many places in the world that are not Christian. But He's given us a place that is safe and secure, and we can meet, and we don't have to worry about being driven, drug off to jail or murdered because of our Christianity, as some places in the world. We are clearly so blessed. And in spite of the fact that we've got, creeping paganism and really down to the point of Satanism coming into this country, we still have got Christian virtues and morals in this country. There's still people here that believe. We can assemble without fear. We are so incredibly blessed. But the freedom that we have is not free. It was paid for at a price. So many people today, especially the young people, don't have a clue because they haven't witnessed any of the things that have gone on in the world. They are so cloistered away, they don't understand. But as I think about that, there's a couple of things that come to mind that I really need to say. One of them is our freedom was made possible by the hand of God. Obedience to God to go out and carry His sword has been one of the hallmarks of America. Our young men have been willing to go and fight and die to uphold God's morals, God's standards, and to free tyranny and people in the world. But behind all of that, it's God. God provides the strength. God provides the wisdom. God provides the direction and the intelligence, if you will, to defend the rights of men. And when I think of freedom, I think of the fact that Jesus paid the ultimate price for freedom. Our true freedom is spiritual freedom. No matter where we are in the world, what environment we're living in, we've got the opportunity for freedom that comes only through Jesus Christ. And as I think about His sacrifice, the Son of God, God incarnate, if you will, coming and dying for each and every one of us, that sacrifice is greater than all the wars put together. It's greater than anything that we could possibly imagine, and He did it for us. He gave us that spiritual freedom. He has defeated the true enemy, Satan. Do you ever think about that? Jesus Christ defeated our real enemy. The one who causes all the grief on this earth is already defeated. As I was thinking through what's happened in our history, unfortunately for you guys, maybe, I'm a bit of a history buff. And so I started recounting some of the things that have happened in world history and where we can see God's hand truly at work. The very first one that came to mind was in World War II. We had troops that were on the beach. Allied forces were on the beach of France. The Germans were just tearing the troops up. There was inadequate ships to actually move the troops off of that beach. The day before, a flotilla of commercial liners, fishing boats, anything that would float, went to go get those men. Great Britain declared a day of national prayer. Did you know that? They turned to God and asked God for success very openly in getting the Allied forces off the beaches. And for those of us that know the history, they were actually very successful at pulling those guys off. Probably the bloodiest battle in the American Civil War was Gettysburg. Gettysburg was all about enslavement. Oh, there were other things going on. There were political things, there were financial things and whatnot. But the main battle cry was freeing people. When I think about that, and I think about the fact that there was systematic bondage in this country, you know, it took a lot of lives to overcome that. A lot of young people died. A lot of old people died. Galatians 5:1 says, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage." That's not talking about physical slavery. That is talking about sin. So bondage in a much bigger context. You see, Jesus' death on the cross sets us free. We are no longer under that bondage. We've got the freedom that only comes through Jesus. Another thing that came to mind was there was a massive amphibious invasion of occupied Europe in World War II. That invasion really was the turning point in the war, the beginning of the defeat of the Nazis, when the Nazis were stopped, finally being driven back, if you will. It took another year of fighting between D-Day, which was that day, and VE Day, for that war to be over. The Nazis knew they were beat. They knew that the Allied forces were coming. They were there for another year, fighting. 4 years. When I think about that, I think about Jesus. You realize that, as I said earlier, Jesus, when he died on the cross and was resurrected, he defeated Satan. Satan is defeated, but he is still here and he is still fighting. I hope you're like me and you're looking forward to the day that Jesus comes and finally ends everything, sets it all straight. Colossians 2:15 says, "Having disarmed principalities and powers, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it." That's talking about Jesus and his triumph. You see, it was public. It is public today. For those of us who know Jesus, we are free. We have got that freedom that goes beyond political boundaries. One more that I've got to mention, Vietnam. The first major engagement between the U.S. Army and the North Vietnamese Army was famously chronicled by Lieutenant Colonel Hal Moore. He vowed to leave no man behind. For anybody that knows about that war, that is one of the things that will stand out. Colonel Moore, we're not letting anybody behind, dead or alive. They're all coming back. You see, true leadership requires being the first to step into danger and the last one to leave. Jesus is that leader of the church and of us independently, if you think about it. John 15:13 says, "Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for one's friends." You see, Jesus was willing to do that, and he is always with us. If you look at the end of the Great Commission, Matthew 28:20, Jesus says, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." You see, he not only gives us that freedom, but he is with us always. You can rest in comfort that no matter what battles we fight in life, He is with us. We belong to Him. We are in His army. You realize that? You are a soldier for God. The best part about all that is the battle's already won. Jesus has won the battle. Yeah, we are in the cleanup skirmishes. There's no question about that. Everyday life, Satan seems to be after us. We need to focus on Him, the one who has won. Jesus, our Lord. So as I said, as we go into Memorial Day, think about the freedoms that we have. Understand that they came from God. Understand that they are a blessing from Him. Let us close with a word of prayer. Lord, we come before You most humbly this morning. Lord, I just pray first off for this assembly. I pray that as we go into this service, that everything that we say and everything that we do may be honoring to You. Lord, help us to focus on You. And Lord, as we think about Memorial Day and the fact that we've set a day beside, I just thank You, Lord, for Your goodness. I thank You for Your saving grace. I thank You for the freedom that only comes through You. Lord, I thank You for provision. I thank You for safety. I thank You for both spiritual and physical freedoms that we see in this country. Lord, You have blessed us in such a strong way as a nation, and we thank You for that. We thank You for those who have served in past wars and those who are serving today. Lord, I pray that for those who have been affected by war, either as military folk or as other individuals, that You would heal wounds, that You would, Lord, just help them to know who You are. But heal those physical wounds and those emotional wounds and those psychological wounds that came about in our nation and in our people. Lord, I pray for our nation that we would continue to pursue God's freedom. You know, Lord, that there's much upset in this nation right now with people that don't know who You are. And they want to change our course and our direction. But Lord, we need to make You first. We need to follow You. So I ask that You continue to help us to pursue Your morals, Your standards, display Your love. Lord, we know this is all because of Your grace that we have anything in this country. Father, in today's times, war is a reality again. We're seeing more war around the world than I can remember in probably my whole life since World War II. And it's so tragic to see the loss of life, the loss of resources, the way people are treated. And Lord, just the whole circumstance that's around it. I just pray, Lord, for our enemies. I pray that they would come to know You. I pray, Lord, that that would not only put an end to conflict, but that many would be saved through things that are going on in the world. I know that sometimes that evangelism is strongest when times are toughest. And we're seeing that now in much of the world. Lord, I pray for our leaders, for wisdom and discernment. I pray for our future generations, Lord, that they'd have peace, that they would understand the cost of peace, that they would live in a world of justice until the Lord returns. Lord, we're looking for Jesus to come back as soon as possible. What an amazing day that will be. So, Lord, now we just turn our focus wholly on You. But we do so with a grateful heart for all that you have given us. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.